Welcome to Novelist Spotlight, the podcast where published fiction writers are interviewed to gather their insights and writing lessons so we can use them to make ourselves better and more effective writers. There are just three things I ask of you, if appropriate to you and your experience. Please subscribe, please click on the like button, and please share this program link with any family members, friends, or colleagues who might be interested or benefit from the content. Now, on with our program. When your enthusiasm for writing is flagging, and let's face it, from time to time, we all have that situation where enthusiasm flags, we lose some of our momentum, we go into a slump. But when that happens, there's few things better to turn to than a good author memoir. And there's a great one out there right now that's written by Jamie Attenberg. It's titled, I Came All This Way to Meet You, Writing My Way Home. I'm less than halfway through her book, and I've already decided it's a treasure. And I want to play about 90 seconds of the audio edition for you in just a bit. It's a clip that really embodies some of the reasons why we write. The psychic rewards of putting words on paper and creating characters, the interactions of those characters, the storytelling, and so on. I'm loving this book both because what she has written and because of the quality of the narration by Exie Sands for the audio version. Any serious writer will see and hear themselves in this memoir. Because Jamie Attenberg writes about the struggle and the elation, the second guessing, the anxiety, the celebration. Here's an excerpt from the book's dust cover or back cover. And it sums up the stuff you'll read in her memoir. It goes like this. As the daughter of a traveling salesman in the Midwest, Attenberg was drawn to a life on the road. Frustrated by quotidian jobs and hungry for inspiration and fresh experiences, her wanderlust led her across the country and eventually on travels around the globe. Through it all, she grapples with questions of mortality, otherworldliness, and what we leave behind. Now, here's that clip from the audio edition of Jamie's memoir. This playing, by the way, comes under the fair use legal doctrine, just 90 seconds of an audiobook that runs longer than 6 hours. And obviously, this is for promotional purposes. It serves the interests of the author and the publishing company. Just to set things up, Jamie is staying at an acquaintance's house, and the cost of her stay, I believe the house is in Colorado, and the cost of her stay is to simply take the homeowner's giant dog, a mastiff, for his daily walks. So here it goes.
Here I was, someone's friend in waiting, there to watch a dog, while doing something that felt as simultaneously bold and ridiculous as writing a book. But I loved writing it. Every day that I woke up and did the work was another day that had meaning for me. I was certain nothing I had done before then had held any purpose, had any real significance. My name hadn't existed before that moment, but now there it was, typed on a title page. And who knew what would happen next? I didn't know if I could actually sell the damn thing, but I could see those words were piling up. It was a bunch of stories, but characters kept showing up throughout, so it felt connected. Once I realized I could make it funny or dirty or sad or whatever I wanted, I felt wild. This is what making art does to a person. When else do we feel so free as when we invent? Is there any sensation as free as that? The characters were complicated, like everyone I knew, but also they were their own people, familiar but brand new to me. Putting words in their mouth felt so natural. I liked thinking about the stories on a big scale. It was more than just the voice of an individual story, although those were hard enough to write on their own. But in fact, a whole universe of them acting in cooperation with each other. There was a partnership emerging from the words. Wildness, yes, but I was taming it, claiming it for myself.
I mean, I would ask you what from what Jamie just wrote stands out for you. I can tell you that I love that she talks about how it provided meaning. It provides meaning in her life to get up and put the words on the paper and how the words pile up over time and how the characters keep showing up. also the realization that she could do whatever she wanted with those words, that she could make them funny or dirty or sad or whatever she wanted to, and then it made her feel wild. Writing is really the only thing a human being can do where they can truly play God, where we can truly create and we can manipulate lives. When else do we feel so free as when we invent, is what Jamie wrote. That's an experience I think every writer has felt. And the characters being complicated but also familiar. We all write from a basis of knowledge of people we've known in our lives, and we might caricature them or turn them into composites or what have you. Putting words in their mouth felt so natural, she says, and how they start acting in cooperation with each other, and that there was a partnership that was emerging from the words. And I love how she says, a wildness, yes, but I was taming it, claiming it for myself. I mean, there you have it. That's the power and the magic of writing. That's why we do what we do. It's also the power and magic of reading. We don't only write, we read, and we derive that sort of pleasure from the reading. So I have a request out now to Jamie Attenberg by email and Twitter DM to come on Novelist Spotlight. But I'm not sure I have the proper email address, not because I'm getting bounce backs, but I'm not getting any response either. And the Twitter DM just was sent yesterday, so I have to give her a little time on that. You know, no doubt she's really busy right now with the release of this book and having been featured in the New York Times Book Review, which treated her kindly. And it's not the first time she's been featured in the book review, which surprised me because I did not know of Jamie Attenberg until they did this review of her memoir. So I'm actually looking forward to reading her novels now once I finish the memoir. The great Jonathan Franzen wrote a blurb for her for one of her novels. I think it was The Middlesteins that he had written a blurb because he was impressed with what he was seeing there. I mean, that's high praise when Jonathan Franzen gives you a blurb. And The Middlesteins audio edition is read by the actress Molly Ringwald. If you like memoirs written by writers, I definitely recommend this one. Jamie Attenberg is charming, and she definitely had her years as a wild child, drinking, drugging, living on the road, couch surfing at friends' places. But she eventually finds her way back home to Brooklyn, where she reconnects with her Jewish friends, a welcome homecoming after breaking an ankle and being isolated and knowing physical pain and emotional loneliness like she has never known before. That's all in the reading of this memoir. And she had her share of sexual escapades, too. I mean, nothing excessive, nothing sleazy. Just a woman in search of some physical comfort and maybe confirmation that she can still exercise some feminine power over the male of the species, let's say. You know, it's nice to spend time on these pages with a woman who, despite being subjected to the usual male misbehavior, she still likes men. I mean, I would love to party with this woman. I have no doubt she would be fun. But she'd also be really interesting. She'd be contemplative and insightful. Then again, I'm in California and she's in, what, I guess New Orleans now. She's from New York. I'm a native of New York as well. But I think she's in New Orleans now, which is one of my favorite cities. But still, we're a long ways away. But Jamie, hit me up. Dinner will be on me. You can even couch surf at my townhouse for a couple of nights. My wife and I love to host visitors. And we do have a guest room, by the way, so no couch required. And I want you to commit to coming on the program. Now that I've told everybody about you, they're going to want to hear it straight from the author's mouth. No doubt about it. That's it for this episode. Look below at the episode notes to get Jamie's website URL and learn more about her. This is Mike Consul for Novelist Spotlight. Ciao for now.